Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob, and Jop is on his way to deer camp. So filling in for him, speaking of deer camp, is our good friend Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Steve's a big part of deer camp because his deer camp is pretty close to mine, and beyond his is Tim Sobey's. So there's a there's sort of a deer camp mafia. And Jop wanders from camp to camp, so I don't really know where he is. He's not showing up on radar today, but as soon as I get out of here.
Jop was there last year, and he made some. He grilled some wonderful, I think it was a rack of lamb. He just kind of split them up. What do you call it? The little...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Lollipops.
The lollipops.
The lamb lollipops. Yeah. He likes doing those. He's a fancy griller.
He is a fancy griller. He's kind of a fancy guy, really.
Yeah, he really is. Matter of fact, he has all designer camo that he wears in the woods. I don't know if he ever gets in the woods. By the time he leaves your place, he should stay out of a tree.
I've seen him sleep in the woods.
Anyway, so this show is the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. We are being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, who is the wizard on the big board. And he makes us sound good even when we screw up.
That's
so
for sure.
We need Brian, who also... Brian, you have another gig as well. You do some action calling. So who are you doing live call for?
I do a lot of high school football stuff, especially with our playoff coverage. So, you know... I was at Forest Hill Central last night. They took on Traverse City Central. It was a pretty good football game. So, and all of a sudden, month away, we'll be kicking in the high school basketball coverage, believe it or not. So,
and none of those guys are taking a knee.
No. Good. Nobody's taking a knee, that's for
good.
Sure.
Well, so it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. And, man, I'll tell you, I know we've covered deer camp quite a bit this year, this fall. Depending on where you're listening to this, you may or may not be a deer hunter, but in North America, I think it's the number one hunting sport, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I know that the pelts for our deer skin, like the white-tailed deer, has the softest leather in the world.
Is that right?
All of our pelts, of our pelts actually get thrown into giant cans, and they put salt and brine in them, and they ship them off to China, and they make shoes, and they ship them back to us.
Yeah.
And gloves.
We're using them. That's great. That's
yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I've honestly never even tanned a hide, at least on a deer. And
I've seen it done on TV, and it's really quite a process.
It's a lot more work.
It's a process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I threw mine on salt last year, and I was going to do it, but it's one of those things you're going to do.
So you got a deer just last year?
I try to get one every year. It was just a doe.
That's cool.
I'm a picky hunter. I always take a doe first. And that takes the pressure off, and then I can get picky and wait for a nice buck. But, you know, in Michigan at least, in a lot of states, the quality deer management practices are really taking hold. So we're seeing nicer and nicer bucks come around finally, because for years we decimated our bucks, and we let people shoot the little ones, and they just never got to maturity.
Well, I don't know about bucks this year, but there's just a ton of deer where we go, we have a cottage up in Big Bass Lake, and we have seen so many deer this year. So many deer.
Yeah, I think that mild winter last year might have helped us.
So they're all over the place. Yeah.
So for deer camp every year, I bring up chili. And this year, last night, I'm living in a construction zone, so we're living down in the basement.
I know you are.
And
That's not done yet?
No.
Come on.
No, you sound like my wife.
Yeah.
I snuck up into the kitchen, wiped off drywall dust, and got out some big pots. And I thawed my last two packages of venison, ground venison. and I found a package of boudin from Louisiana. It's that wonderful Cajun sausage with the rice in it.
Sure, yeah.
And it's fantastic. So I got the big pot going, and I put a bunch of tomatoes in, several types of beans, and my little secret blend of chili spices. And by the end of the night, man, I think I had three bowls before I went to bed, which is really a bad idea.
I bet you felt good the next morning.
Really bad idea.
Where do you get the sausage?
I picked it up in Louisiana when I was seeing the Percy Guidry boys, the makers of the Cajun Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had been in the freezer. This stuff's all been in the freezer around a year. And so for chili, it's a great time to use freezer meat, right?
Sure is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that turned out really nice. But I got a cool email this week. One of our partners in the show, his name's Greg Mosheri. His radio nickname, he's a legend in the radio business, but his radio nickname is Bugsy. And I have no idea where that came in, but he used to broadcast in Atlanta and all over. He lives here in Michigan now, but he does a lot of work on the East Coast. And he said that he wanted to make his family, he got some stuffed, he wanted to do stuffed pork chops. Mm-hmm. He had some butterfly loin chops.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to get to work and come up with something for him. And I made him a recipe, and I call it Bugsy's grilled stuffed pork chops, and I'm going to put this. I'm going to have our webmaster put this on the Grillin' Guys website. You can go to thegrillinguys.com anytime you want any of our recipes. If you want to hook up for podcasts, they're free. Heck, we'll pay you to take them. It's so bad, but look for Bugsy's grilled stuffed pork chops. And anyway, if you've ever wanted to do butterfly chops and didn't know what to do, one of the nice things to do with them is to put stuffing in them. So I looked at some recipes online, and I just kind of customized it based on what I thought it did have or didn't have. And I never leave any recipe alone. So I won't do the whole thing, but basically it's going to be some frozen corn, breadcrumbs, parsley, chopped onion, sage, things like that. And then when you get these butterfly chops, if you're going to grill them, one of the things I like to do with any pork chop or loin is I like to slice it up into nice chops and then take my my meat tenderizer to it. And a Jacquard makes a nice one. You can even use a meat hammer if that's all you've got. But basically, I'll lay that butterfly open, and I'll pound the Ever-Lovin' snot out of it on a board, and I'll just beat it up until it's not even noticeable. Before I do that, I'm going to rub some good EVO on there and maybe a little salt and pepper, and I'm going to pound that into it. But then you take this stuffing mix and put it on one side, flip the thing over, and then take a couple toothpicks and pin that thing together, because you're going to have to turn this on the grill.
Now, how long do you cook those when you have a good stuffed pork chop?
Until like that stuffing gets to 165.
Okay, 165.
Well, just to be safe.
Yeah.
And doing it this way, I'm probably going to go less, but I'm gonna tell everybody to go a little safer. But if you get your stuffing to 160, everything's safe.
Okay.
Anytime something's stuffed, I go on the safe side, just in case there's a pocket that's not picking up the temps right.
Okay.
But then flip it over, get a nice grill mark. When you put your ThermoPen in there and get a reading and it's 155, 160 in the stuffing, you're good. Pull it off and let it rest. And that is going to be a fantastic
That's good
chop.
To know, because my wife Barb and I get stuffed pork chops and sobe every once in a while, which are delicious. And we always have to kind of guess on when they're done, but that's a good tip. Thanks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're welcome. So for deer camp, that might be a little fancy, but I'll tell you what, if you pull those things out, like at your deer camp, it's not too fancy because the stuff you bring up is ridiculous, and we're going to cover that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. But coming up in the next segment, I should say, is Matt DeLong. I ran into him recently at Sobe Meats, speaking of Sobe, and he has a company called Ridge Cider. So this is Grillin' Guys. Stick around. We'll be back. You love it when I sing.